slow news day led to spike in Bush's approval rating, 6th of June, 2007. This is Reverend Zimulator for UNnews. Washington, D.C., unexpected side effect of the annual slow news day, provided a temporary boost for the much-maligned presidency of George W. Bush. Poll conducted just before the end of Monday, June 4th, showed that the president's approval rating, which has remained in the lower 30s for much of the past 2 years, jumped to an all-time high of 97%. Mysteriously, however, a poll taken the following afternoon, Tuesday, June 5th, showed it had fallen to an all-time low of 15%. Experts at the Gallup Corporation, formerly in charge of USA Today/Gallup poll, believe the reason for this was the simple fact that George Bush wasn't heard speaking on any major newscasts. Gallup chief Fred Davidson said, quote, "These evening broadcasts only showed pictures of certain people to fill the slots where their news was supposed to go. They had 30 minutes to kill, and in those 30 minutes, a vast number of them showed many pictures of the president. Since people today have a short-term memory of a gerbil, they looked at the pictures and saw a little boy with acute puppy dog eyes. They forgot about everything that occurred in Iraq, since nobody talked about it either, and temporarily fell in love with him again," unquote. Unfortunately for Mr. Bush, once the calendar turned to June 5th, his speeches immediately returned to the airwaves, much to the chagrin and disappointment of the public. Mr. Davidson said, quote, "They heard him and felt betrayed all over again. It was almost like everybody in the United States contracted a severe case of bipolar disorder. They loved him for a few brief hours, and then, but as soon as he started speaking again and Iraq came up, they turned on him like a pack of wild hyenas," unquote. Oddly, the day had the exact opposite effect in England, which celebrated the event for the first time ever. With no speeches heard from outgoing Prime Minister Tony Blair, his approval rating plummeted to a record low of negative 20%. The English use a larger, more complicated, and more sensible system of polling numbers than the Americans, you see. However, on June 5th, Blair attempted to make up for this by holding a non-stop speak-a-thon for 24 straight hours. This managed to raise his poll numbers to an all-time high of 137% before they leveled off to 80%. Since GMT, Greenwich Mean Time, for you idiots who don't understand what that means, is 5 hours ahead of EDT, Eastern Daylight Time, President Bush has become aware of the tactic Blair was using very early on June 5th. Therefore, he attempted to follow Blair's lead and held a 24-hour speechy-a-thon in the Rose Garden. Of course, Bush failed to notice the differences between his situation and Blair's, so his approval rating plummeted to a record low of 2% by the 10th hour. Fortunately, Vice President Sig Heil Dick Cheney was able to get the president away from the podium by pretending to throw a stick for him to fetch. The fooled Bush went inside the White House, where sources say he's still looking for that dang stick. "I'll get that, sweetie." Bush's poll numbers immediately returned to the lower 30s. "I'll get the air conditioner." It is not known when the president will return to the public eye, but most believe it will be when he starts to whimper and walk around with his head down because he's given up on finding the stick. This has been Reverend Zimulator for UNnews. Thank you for suffering.